Good morning. You guys can make your way back to your seats. If we have not met yet, good morning, happy new year. My name is Hayden and I serve here on staff as director of students. It's great to be here with you this morning. Great to open up the word with you. I know we have a lot of kids in here. It's great to see them. Parents, I just want to put you at ease. I teach sixth graders every single week. So a crying baby will probably be one of the least distracting things I've heard during this year while I'm trying to teach. So it's really great to see kids here, and my two boys might be the loudest ones. So just, it's gonna be a good time. If you guys are willing and able, would you stand with me in honor of the reading of God's word? We're gonna be in Psalm 121. If you're using one of the black Bibles in the seat back in front of you, it's on page 543. Page 543, would invite you to turn to your Bibles with me. Psalm 121, and we're going to read the entire psalm this morning. So hear the word of the Lord, a song of ascent. I lift my eyes toward the mountains. Where will my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to slip. Your protector will not slumber. Indeed, the protector of Israel does not slumber or sleep. The Lord protects you. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. The sun will not strike you by day or the moon by night. The Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect your coming and your going, both now and forever. This is the word of the Lord. It is absolutely true and given to you in love. You may be seated. Before we dive in, let's pray together one last time. Father, as we open up your word this morning, God, we acknowledge that all scripture points us to Jesus, and we ask that you would help us to see Jesus clearly in this, and we also acknowledge that apart from your spirit, we can't see the things that are spiritually discerned, so God, we ask that you would give us eyes to see and hearts to believe this morning. We pray all this in the name of Jesus. Amen. So you'll notice this morning that our psalm began with this kind of title, A Song of Ascent. And if you kind of just briefly look through Psalms 120 through 134, you see that all these psalms begin with the same title. And many people believe that these psalms were songs that God's people would sing as they were making their way up to Jerusalem to worship with God and his people and celebrate these feasts that they were called to celebrate as God's people. And this was often a joyful celebration. This was a time of joy and celebrating. But this journey as they made their way to Jerusalem wasn't always an easy journey. There were things along the way that were difficult. They would have to travel long distances to get there. They would have to travel through the mountains by foot most of the time. And as they traveled, it wasn't uncommon for someone to fall and hurt themselves. And they were traveling outside almost the entire time. They had to encounter the heat during the day and the cold at night. They would oftentimes run into robbers along the way, where people would know that God's people would travel during these regular times every single year to worship with God's people. So they would take advantage of God's people. There were very real physical dangers that God's people faced as they made the journey to Jerusalem. But these psalms don't just speak about this physical journey that God's people would make as they traveled to worship to Jerusalem, but these psalms give us a picture for us today of what the Christian life looks like. These psalms give us a picture of what it's like to walk through this journey of life that we're on as we go towards our heavenly home, as we go through this journey we call life. And as Christians, along this journey, there are very real dangers along the way. There's difficulty. Yes, there's joys, there's highs, but there's also lows. And as we gather here today on this new year, January 1st, 2023, it's hard to believe we're saying 2023, but in a lot of ways, this day symbolizes a new leg of the journey of life that we're on. Because as we gather here today, we're inevitably reflecting back on 2022, thinking about all the highs and the lows that we went through. But also we're here today and we're looking forward. We're looking forward to 2023 and we're thinking about, what does life have in store for us over this new year? Some of you might have heard about a story called The Pilgrim's Progress. Many of you have probably read it. Many of you have probably read it to your kids. But the Pilgrim's Progress is a story that symbolizes the Christian life. And in the first part of this book, the story focuses on the main character. His name is Christian, really creative name, by the way, by Bunyan. But as Christian journeys through the story, as he journeys through life, he has some really joyful times where he meets fellow believers. He eats good food. He celebrates. He laughs. He has joy. But then also he faces difficulty along the way. He goes through the Slough of Despond, which is this dark swamp. He has to climb up the difficulty hill, which is this really steep slope is so steep that he has to get on his hands and knees and crawl an inch forward. He even goes through the valley of the shadow of death, which is the worst place he's ever encountered in his entire life. And he wonders if he's ever going to make it out alive. But what these stories in the Pilgrim's Progress, I think, are trying to teach us is that the Christian life is a journey. The Christian life is a journey where we are sojourners, where we're making our way towards life, and there's ups and there's downs. There's stretches of great joy and there's stretches of great sorrow. And sometimes it's downright difficult, if we're honest. Sometimes life puts us through legs of our journey where it's painful. And all of this just reveals to us that we need help as we walk through life. We need help as we walk through this journey. And this is where we see Psalm 121 become so beautiful, because we realize as we walk through life, we need a protector. We need someone who's gonna help us. We need someone who's gonna protect us and keep us and watch over us and walk with us as we walk through this life, or we're not gonna make it home. And this is where Psalm 121 becomes so beautiful, because in it we see that God himself is the God who walks with his people every single step of the way. So if you're taking notes, the main point this morning that I want us to take away that we see clearly in Psalm 121 is this, that God protects his people. God protects his people. And there's three aspects of this protecting God that I want us to point out just really briefly and really quickly as we look through this psalm that I want us to kind of camp out on for just a few minutes. So I want us to look back at verses 1 and 2 with me this morning. And this first truth I think we can see from this about God is that he is the all-powerful protector. God is the all-powerful protector. Look back at verses 1 and 2. The psalmist, he begins by asking this question, where will my help come from? And he's looking up to the mountains, which during this time, the mountains, maybe he's looking at the mountains and realizing the mountains are often where God would meet with his people. And he's looking up and recognizing God is gonna meet with me. He's gonna help me. Or maybe he's on this journey and he's looking up to the mountains and wondering, man, what's waiting for me at the top of this mountain? Like, what's on the other side of this little peak here? What's on the other side of this area? Because again, there were real dangers along the way, and maybe it's both of them, we don't know. But regardless, him looking towards the mountains leads to him answering his own question in verse 2. And he says, my help comes from the Lord. But I want you to notice he doesn't stop there. He doesn't just stop at saying the Lord, which would have been a glorious truth in and of itself, this covenant-keeping, this promise-making, promise-keeping God of Israel. But he doesn't stop there. What specifically does he say about the Lord here in verses 1 and 2? He says that the Lord is the maker of heaven and earth. So the God who is providing the psalmist help here is the maker, the creator of heaven and earth. It's the God who spoke words and out of nothing created everything. It's the God who with a single word unleashes infinite power. It's the God who with a single word said, let there be light, and then there's light. It's the God who all throughout Genesis 1 is repeated over and over and over again, said, and God said, and it was so. And God said, and it was so. And we see Jesus on the pages of the New Testament possessing this same power whenever he looks at the raging wind and the raging seas, and he says, peace be still, and immediately the creation obeys its maker. And there's instantly a great calm. So here's what I think this passage is trying to show us this morning, is that this God who is this powerful, and this big, who with a single word can speak and create light, and with a single word can calm the raging seas, is the same God who is available and ready to help his people as we walk through this life and as we walk through this year in 2023. God is the all-powerful protector. And again, if you're a Christian, this is the God who at a moment's notice is ready to help you and give you help. And so we too, as God's people, can cry out and say, my help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And so again, as we look towards this year and as we look towards what's happening, I think Romans 8:31 is a beautiful comfort for us, is that if this God is for us, then who can be against us? Like, our God is more powerful than our depression and anxiety. Our God possesses more power than cancer or marital problems or your addiction or big decisions you have to make or kids, the bully at school that you are dreading going back to school to have to face. God himself is more powerful in all this, and he is ready to help you. And this is a beautiful comfort as we walk through this life and as we walk through this year. But as we look through the rest of the psalm, we see that not only is God the all-powerful protector, but we see this theme of God being a protector continuing verses 3-8, and we see different forms of this word coming out. We see that he is the protector. He protects. He will protect, and some translations use the word keeper to help convey the fact that this God is the one who keeps. He protects. He watches over his people, and I'm sure some of you watched the World Cup final over the last, or the World Cup, watched the final. I was really disappointed because on staff, literally no one cared about the World Cup at all, and I was all alone. But the World Cup final, who all watched it, very many, several of you, maybe the greatest sporting event I've ever seen in my entire life. And I'm not even that big of a soccer fan, to be honest, but it was incredible. And some of the most amazing plays in the entire World Cup final came from the goalkeepers. Because these men were literally laying their bodies on the line, flailing their limbs to at all costs do anything and everything they could do to protect their team's goal, to watch over it, to protect it, to keep it at all costs. And I think that gives us a small truth of what this passage is trying to show us, that we have a God who watches over his people in such a way that he is willing to do anything to watch over and protect his people. But there's a few specific aspects of this keeping, this protecting that we see in the rest of the psalm. So look with me at verses 3-4. And this is the second truth I think we should see from this passage, is that God is the never sleeping protector. He is the never sleeping protector. So this first part of verse 3 tells us that God won't allow your foot to slip. And again, remember, the original hearers of this psalm would have been the ones making this physical journey. So their foot slipping was a very real danger. Like, they slip, there's serious injury waiting for them, or even death, depending on where they're at on the mountain. But the same truth is for us today. Like, the spiritual journey that we're on, there's a very real danger of us slipping along the way. There's a lot of things in this life that can trip us up. There's a lot of loose gravel as we walk through life that can cause us to stumble. There's sin that can trip us up and lead us astray. In Galatians, Paul tells us that there's false teachers who want to lead us astray and to prevent us from running the race well. We see that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, just waiting for someone to get off path and devour. And so just like the original hearers of the psalm, as believers today, we are in desperate need of God watching over and protecting his people every single step of the way. But here's my question. If there's danger all along the way, if we're in constant danger of things tripping us up, then how can we be confident that we're not gonna fall? How can we be confident that we won't trip up? Well, the rest of verses 3-4 tells us, we see that we have a protector who never sleeps. We have a protector who always has his eyes on his people. We have a protector who, whether it's day or night, is able to keep watch over and protect his people because he never sleeps and he never slumbers. And this should be an amazing truth for us as we go throughout this week, as we go throughout this year, as we go through this life, because there is never a moment that God is unavailable to help you. There is never a moment that God himself doesn't have an eye towards his children. You can cry out to him whether day or night and trust that he's there, that he's listening, that he's watching over you. And I think with a room full of parents with young kids, I really think this is an important truth for us to just cling to this year, because it can be terrifying to let our kids go off to school or to send our kids on a mission trip or to send them over to friends' houses or even with little babies and little infants, lay them down to sleep at night. Like, it's a scary thing to do that, knowing that we have to sleep and we can't watch over our kids all the time. But we see from this passage that God always has his eyes on his people. God is a loving father who always has eyes on his children, and he is able to keep eyes on them 24/7. But for all of us as believers, the moments that you feel most alone, the moment that you feel most isolated, the moment that you feel like there's no one there to help you, you can be confident that there's a God who never sleeps, and he's available, and he's ready to help you. And when you realize that, we can lay our head down at night to sleep because we serve a God who never sleeps. And this is so encouraging as we walk through this year because we have a God who is the never sleeping protector. And then this last truth I want us to see from Psalm 121 is found in verses 5-8. And it's this, that God is the always and forever protector. God is the always and forever protector. I want you to look back at verses 5 and 6, and we see two very present tense truths about God. We see that the Lord protects you, present tense. The Lord is a shelter right by your side. This is giving us a picture. The Lord is presently, right now, this very moment, keeping, watching over, protecting his people in such a way that he's like a massive shade tree covering every inch of his people. That's why I think verse 6 brings up the sun and the moon. It's showing us whether it's the heat or the cold or evil in the day or evil at nighttime. He is protecting and watching and keeping his people. But I want you to look back at verses 7 and 8 because even though they're emphasizing the same point, there's a shift that happens. There's a shift to present tense or to future tense. We say the Lord will protect you from all harm. He will protect your life. The Lord will protect. So God is a God who will always and forever protect his people. And that's why I think the psalm ends in verse 8 with the Lord will protect your coming and your going both now and forever. And so we as believers can be confident that every single step of our journey will always and forever be under the watchful care and the watchful eye of the all-powerful, never sleeping, always and forever protection of our God. And just think about to the people making this journey, how comforting of a song this would have been for them to sing on their lips as they were walking and making the journey. But in the same way, this is an amazing reality for all of us as believers, so that we have a God who's all powerful, who never sleeps, who watches over us every single step of the way. And this is the God who loves his people and protects and keeps his people. But as we're finishing this morning and as we close, I think if we're honest, I think we have to think about the reality that if we just read this one psalm and didn't read it in the context of the entirety of the Psalms, if we didn't read it in the context of the entirety of Scripture, it could raise some difficult questions as we walk through this life and as we walk through suffering, as we encounter evil and we wonder, like, God, where were you when this happened? Like, what happened when people were on this journey and someone in God's people got robbed or someone fell or someone got sick and they died along the way? Like, what happens when we walk through life and we face evil and we face suffering? Does that mean God failed? Does that mean that we're not worth protecting? Does that mean that maybe Psalm 121 is not true, that God maybe was actually sleeping or maybe he wasn't powerful enough to protect this? Like, these are real questions that we have to face as we read Psalm 121, as we think about 2022 and we look towards 2023. What happens whenever we walk through evil and we walk through suffering? Many of you guys know this already, but about a month ago, Jensen and I found out we were pregnant and we were so excited and could not be more thrilled. But then on December 20th, we found out that we were having a miscarriage and we lost our little baby that we were so excited to welcome into the world. And if I'm brutally honest, the reality of knowing I was gonna be preaching Psalm 121 a week and a half from them was almost felt like a cruel joke. Because I remember laying in bed with Jensen and I said, I don't know if I can preach this. Like, honestly, I don't know if I believe this right now. And I just remember sitting there thinking, how is this true? And we're walking through this. And again, a week and a half right before I'm about to preach Psalm 121. But then over the next several days, the Lord was just so gentle and so kind to show us that the words of this psalm are still true. And the words of this psalm, the Lord really used to care for me and my family as we walk through suffering. And we were able to see this psalm really in a whole new light because the words of the psalm are still true and they're still beautiful even as we walk through difficult legs of our journey of life, as we walk through suffering. And we walk through this life with a protector, and we realize that we walk through this life with a shepherd who, yes, he walks with us to green pastures, and he leads us to still waters when life is easy and life is good and life is full of peace. But then also, we have a protector and a shepherd who walks with us and puts his arms around us as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death. And him being a protector is no less true as we walk through evil and suffering when we don't even feel like we have the strength to walk anymore. But even in those moments, we came to realize that we don't have to fear because our shepherd, our good shepherd, is still with us. That we have a protector who is with us, who's all-powerful, who never sleeps, who always promises to protect us no matter what we walk through. And he promises to continue to protect us even in the valley of the shadow of death. And he promises to keep us and protect us until he leads us safely home. And it was so sweet to be reminded that this song is ultimately a song whose lyrics are about Jesus. And the lyrics are ultimately about the protection that God gives his people in and through Jesus, that in order to protect his sheep, Jesus, the good shepherd, tells us in John 10:11 that the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. And we realize that Jesus, the good shepherd, proved that he really is the all-powerful, that he really is the never sleeping, that he really is the always and forever protector, because he went to the uttermost to save his people. That he walked right into the valley of the shadow of death for us and now with us as God's people to protect us. And he proved that he has power even over death itself because he went into the grave and then came out alive. And that's the hope that we have. And yes, there's mystery. And yes, we wonder and we question why, how is this true? And how do we walk through suffering? But every worldview has to ask that question. What do you do with evil? What do you do with suffering? But Christianity is the only truth. It is the only religion that gives us the hope that we have a God who suffered, that we have a God who tasted death himself and then came out alive, defeating it, proving that he really is powerful over it, proving that he will walk with his people through whatever comes in 2023. So may the words of Psalm 121 be a sweet reminder and a sweet prayer for us as we walk through 2023, whether it be joy or whether it be sorrow, knowing that we can be confident that we have a God who is all-powerful, that he's never sleeping, and that he's an always and forever protector, ready to walk with you and for you every single step of the way. And we can be confident that he will bring us home. And we can be confident in the words of Jude 20:24, "Now to him who is able to protect you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory without blemish and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, power, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen." So let's take just a few moments and let's just pause and reflect and have silence before we go to the Lord's table.
Hey, I'm Lyle Drury, and the lead pastor at Sojourn Church J-Town. Thanks for listening. We are here to reach people with the gospel, build them up as a church, and send them into the world to be a faithful, loving presence. For more sermons, info about our church, or ways you can support our ministry, visit sojournchurch.com/J-Town.